Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 17 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. And I'm broadcasting from Cleveland, Ohio. That's right, up here and working with the Small Business Chamber of Commerce up here. That's called COSI, the Council of Small Enterprises, broadcasting live from here. But we didn't want to miss an opportunity to visit with our good friend Steve Forbes, who's not with me. He's somewhere else, but he's on the show right now with us. We're talking about some really important things. Steve, as you know, is chairman and editor-in-chief of Forbes Media, author of Freedom Manifesto, one of my favorite books. It's his new book, Why Free Markets Are Moral and Government Isn't. Steve, thanks again for hanging out with us. Steve, I'm going to give you some quotes here. Folks, here are the quotes. Nervous. That's one quote. Here's another one. Concerned. Another one. Complex. These are all in quotes. Confusion. That's another one. Train wreck. No idea what to do. Third world experience. Steve, those are quotes from Democrats, all Democrats, referring to Obamacare. Let me read that quickly. Nervous, confused, complex, confused, train wreck, no idea what to do, third world experience. That's what Democrats are saying about Obamacare. What do you think?
That is, I think, very telling. And you have been, all of us have been saying that since this monstrosity was passed. But now that it's coming to pass, so to speak, they're actually implementing it. I think the Democrats are suddenly realizing, oh my gosh, this thing is a monster we've created, and the monster's going to end up eating them up. I think it's very telling mm-hmm. that Max Baucus, senator from Montana, chairman of the Senate Finance Committee, called it a train wreck, and then a few days later decides to not to run for re-election.
Yeah, he probably saw the handwriting on the wall. This Obamacare, you know, one of the things from my world, Steve, is the exchanges, the small business exchanges, they were supposed to be ready in 2014. They're not going to be ready. They pushed them off another year. And so small businesses are going to have the same compliance issues, but they're not going to have any help from the exchanges.
And handle of exchanges that they've approved, turns out that health care costs are going to balloon, especially for younger people. Maryland, the biggest insurer in Maryland that has 70% of the market there, announced prices are going to go up on average 25%. Two other states that have enacted these exchanges say at least 10 to 15% for starters. And it's becoming clear all the subsidies Obama talked about helping people out on these higher costs, you're going to still have at least 6 million and probably 20 million people who are going to see major increases in their insurance, even with the subsidies.
Yep. And young people disproportionately, right?
Absolutely, because they, in effect, subsidize the elderly, which is bizarre. And if you're a young person, are you going to pay starting out in life, not making much money, $5,000 to $10,000 for health insurance? Are you going to wait if you get sick and then you can buy the insurance? What are you going to do? You know what people are going to do. So the whole thing
the young nightmare. Demographic were very instrumental in getting President Obama reelected. I wonder if they could have seen this movie that's coming at them. If right now they could have watched this same movie a year ago, I wonder if there'd been a different result.
I think there would have been. There's nothing like reality to have you change your view of the world. And I think combination of the fact the economy isn't doing better, the fact that Obamacare is coming in and they're going to get hit with thousands of dollars of increased costs, nothing like that kind of reality check to make you think, well, isn't there a better way?
It's really frightening small businesses right now, Steve. It's not only causing them to be afraid, but it's also causing them not to operate their business in the same way. They're reticent to take risks, to make decisions about future growth, because they still don't really know how bad it's going to hit them. And that's a horrible thing to do, in my opinion, to hold small business back with the specter of something like this. I've never seen anything like this before in my life. Have you?
No, and it's bizarre. Here we are in the United States of America, supposedly the center of the world for free enterprise, and we have a situation where if you're growing your business, you have to ask a very hard question. Do you go above 50 people? Because if you do, you've got huge costs coming or perhaps fines, and for part-time people, you're going to have to cut back in order not to get eaten up by this new law. I mean, that's the kind of thing you expect in a third world country.
Well, that's exactly what Henry Chow called it from the Centers of Medicare and Medicaid Services, a part of the government. He said, we got to try to make this not turn into a third world experience.
Well, thank you, Henry. 3 years too late.
Steve, what's your prediction for Obamacare? What do you see? Where do you see it 2 years from now?
I think it's going to fall aside piece by piece. And I think politicians you're going to see scrambling to figure out what to do, put a Band-Aid here, do a repeal there. And suddenly with the specter of elections coming up, I think you're going to see some substantial changes coming. Obama's going to resist. He doesn't care. He's not running for re-election. And so you're going to see a party starting to fight itself because people are going to wonder, you know, why are my costs going up when you told me that this was going to be a free lunch?
And one thing about it, this was not a bipartisan bill. This is 100% Democrat created and owned.
That's right. And they won't be able to run for cover, folks.
There was no cover on this. They pushed this through without getting any bipartisan support from the Republicans. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, I'm going to ask Steve, what's going on with gold? What's happening? Why has gold collapsed in the last few months? And what does that mean for us in the marketplace? Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.